Hello there, I'm John Francis.
And I'm Liz Bryan.
And in this part we'll have our second feature, written by Derek James, which tells of the creation of our Norwich parks after the Great War. And we'll have our weekly information desk. But we begin, as always, with more local news from around the city.
The headlines. Our hospital has good and bad news, and there are plans to liven up summer evenings in the city. But first, that special parade which introduced the Lord Mayor's celebration last weekend.
There used to be a familiar sight on Norwich streets when the circus came to town and Asian elephants returned to the city centre as the curtain lifted on the Lord Mayor's celebrations. The procession of four adult elephants and one baby ambled from Chapelfield Gardens down Theatre Street and around to Jail Hill as the weekend's circus-themed events got underway. The puppets, developed by Community Arts Association Tin House and artist Matt Reeve, were followed closely by troops of actors and jugglers and more as they recreated the parades of circuses from days gone by, such as P.T. Barnum and Bailey's 1898 parade through Norwich. Helen Sillick, Culture and Events Manager for Norwich City Council, said the idea came to life after the city was selected to create projects as part of Circus 250. We were working with some artists and came up with the idea of five life-size elephants, she said. They would come to advertise that the circus was coming to town, and that is the theme of the procession. There are people still alive today who remember elephants parading through the city, and we thought we'd recreate that.
The city's under fire hospital has received a fresh blow as it emerged a private healthcare provider has suspended its referrals to the site. The move by Bupa to stop sending its private patients to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital comes in the wake of a poor inspection by the Care Quality Commission. The hospital was plunged into special measures last month and rated as inadequate. It stands to lose out on the income due to Bupa's temporary suspension until it can address the issues in the CQC report, which included safety. In the NNUH's most recent accounts, private patients from all insurers were reported to have brought in £1,631,000 to the hospital. Last year, 132 Bupa patients were treated at the NNUH, compared to around 1 million NHS patients. The hospital says it is confident it can address Bupa's concerns and all of the points raised by the CQC.
A Norwich high school with a caring ethos is taking steps towards improvement, but inspectors say there's more work to be done. Sewell Park Academy was visited by Ofsted at the end of May in its first inspection since it became an academy with the Right for Success Trust in 2015. It was previously Sewell Park College, which was put into special measures in 2014. The new report, published this week, rates the school as requires improvement across the board, highlighting both positive changes as well as areas of weakness. Inspectors said, leaders, including governors, have not ensured that pupils make good progress from their starting points in a range of subjects, but they said the progress of pupils was improving along with behaviour. They said some behaviour issues stem from pupils becoming bored in lessons if teachers do not plan learning which engages and interests them. There was praise for head teacher Penny Bignell, whose leadership inspectors said had raised the expectations of staff and pupils. As a result, academic standards and pastoral care are improving, the report said.
The first patients have been treated in a newly refurbished state-of-the-art operating theatre at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, which has been funded by £500,000 donation from the NNN Hospitals charity and Big C. A second, larger theatre will be refurbished with the new innovative equipment at the end of this year. The upgrade is being funded by a grant of £125,000 from Big C and a donation of £382,000 from the NNN Hospitals charity. Consultant surgeon Richard Wharton said, We are delighted to see patients directly benefiting from the new equipment, which allows us to perform ever more complex procedures. Using these new technologies enhances the treatment we can provide, reducing complications, helping patients to recover more quickly, and improving the quality of care.
Norwich will be treated to more than 2 months of music and live entertainment this summer in a bid to enliven evenings in the city. The Head Out Not Home summer events programme, organised by Norwich Business Improvement District in conjunction with Norca, will last for 10 weeks. Each Thursday evening, weather permitting, across 5 different city centre locations, between 4:40 p.m. and 8 p.m, there'll be events that whole families can enjoy. Visitors to the city can expect to see vibrant music and street entertainment on Gentleman's Walk, London Street, St Gregory's Green, Wesselgate and Burr Street, and, new for 2018, on the Norwich Arts Centre front lawn. Thursday evenings for the next 10 weeks are not to be missed. There'll be so much to see and do, so remember to head out, not home, and have some fun.
Guests at the opening of the new East Anglia's Children's Hospices, Each Shop, in Poringland, will be joined by chartered surveyor Ben Dubrow. Ben was one of 3 vendors of the land Each bought to build its new Norfolk Children's Hospice, and he donated all his share back to the Nook Appeal. Each's shop in Poringland is on the doorstep of its new hospice site and will open at 10 a.m. next Thursday. Ben said, "I was made aware of the work of Each some years ago, and my wife Jane and I have been firm supporters ever since. I'm honoured to have been asked to perform the ribbon cutting and feel sure the shop will receive very generous support. Each's new shop in Overton's Way will offer a range of high-quality goods."
A top Norfolk family attraction is making a beeline for success after a £2 million investment to broaden its appeal to older visitors. Much of the cash injection at Raw Dinosaur Adventure has gone towards the construction of a new attraction, Predator High Ropes. At 35 metres long, the parallel sky rails with twin zip wires are the longest in Europe, with 2 levels of difficulty. Management at the park in Lenwade hope the high ropes will appeal to teenagers and preteens, a market it's not yet tapped into with its entertainment offering, and it's also open for adults who feel up to the challenge. The investment also includes a £900,000 upgrade to the Explorer's Restaurant, a 200-seater eatery, which has been updated with a steampunk theme. Rebranded from Dinosaur Adventure this year, the park was named Best Large Visitor Attraction at the Eastern Daily Press and East Anglian Daily Times Norfolk and Suffolk Tourism Awards 2018. Owned by the Goymer family since 2006, the Jurassic Experience with animatronic dinosaurs attracts more than 300,000 visitors a year and has seen significant growth since 2011, with millions of pounds pumped into the infrastructure improvements.
A Norfolk cafe has produced a new county-inspired menu, especially for Norfolk Day. The menu, which will be available at Revelation Cafe on July the 27th only, includes several locally sourced dishes, such as Norfolk plough pie, Cromer crab quiche, and a Norfolk treacle tart. Chef Sue Masters says the idea for her dishes came from traditional recipes, which she has then placed her own Norfolk twist on.